Jour 2, document 2.
My name's Michael Lake, and I am the Director General of Help the Aged. Having grown up in Cornwall, I had little idea what to do with my life, but wandered into the Army Recruiting Office in Redruth. 3 weeks later, I found myself at Sandhurst, and at the start of a military career that spanned more than 30 years, and in which I rose to full colonel. I honestly can't say that it was planned, but it was interesting. There was plenty of sport, and I liked being with soldiers. I served all over the world, including the first Gulf War, but I was a bit too individual. You leave the army at 55, but I decided to go earlier. I didn't want to retire to a rose-covered cottage or be a bursar in a golf club. I wanted to go in time to have a proper second career, and the charity sector interested me. I was 50 when I came here 10 years ago. The transition was easy, and it has been interesting and invigorating. An engagement with younger people makes you feel younger. We have young staff at Help the Aged. We would like more older people, but like most organizations, we don't get that many applications. I believe this will change. Far too many people retire too early. It would be better for them and better for society if they kept working. Older people are an excellent resource. Pensioner poverty concerns me. Though a number of people can exist on their pensions, they find it impossible to cope with peaks of expenditure, for example, a new winter coat or a large electricity bill. The further you are in retirement, the more likely it is that your life savings have been used up, which is a problem with people living 25 to 30 years after retiring. Another issue is cruelty to old people in some care homes. It is a difficult and sensitive area, but it does happen, whether through carelessness, lack of respect, or downright abuse.